Hello there, and you're very welcome to another episode of the Arkham Avengers FFPL podcast. You join me, the host, along with Eamon, Hector, and Captain Fantastic on me. We take a look to see how the managers in this league are getting on for the season. However, we'll also be talking about much more. So kick back, stay tuned, and enjoy. Hello, hello, and a very warm welcome to what is the first episode in 2024 of the Arkham Avengers Fantasy Football Premier League podcast. Yes, folks, it might be March, but it only feels like yesterday when Eamon and I were sitting here discussing game weeks 13 to 17. Speaking of Eamon, may I turn to my right and give another warm welcome. This is the second one of the show to Eamon. Lovely to have you on the show, Eamon. How are things?
Thank you very much, host. It's a relief to be back after what's been an extended break. I have to say, I'm starting to wonder if we were ever going to make a return.
Indeed, the break was certainly longer than what we had planned. However, we're here now. The football has been ongoing, and no doubt our listeners are wondering how the managers are doing. We have a lot to get through.
Well, can I just say something here? Before you start on about the football, should we not explain why we're only returning in March? That we didn't appear in January or February, and our listeners will be wondering, what is it that we've been up to?
Well, I'm not sure our listeners would be that interested. Eamon, I'd say they want to find out more about the managers.
I disagree with you. I have to say, I disagree. I think we owe it to our loyal listeners that we give them an explanation.
Okay, Eamon, if you insist.
Well, it's not a matter of insisting. We cannot kick off this episode without addressing the elephant in the room. I'm not talking about Hector because he's not here.
Oh, very well. Okay, we go back to our last episode before Christmas. All was going well here in the studio. We wrapped up. We thought everything was going fine. Hunky-dory. Hector, as you remember, went home to Brazil while Captain Fantastical Mickey kind of was a little bit of work doing punditry with Virgin Media. Now, listeners, I know you can't see the studio, but if you can picture it in your mind, we have our recording equipment. We have a couple of tables, chairs, microphones, desks, seats, cables, all that sort of stuff. Light as well in the studio here. And of course, we have a door to get in and out. For ease of access, we usually leave the door off the latch when we're coming in and out of the studio. And of the outer door, we do have a wedge to stop them from shutting out fully there. So naturally, when we're recording, we can close the door into the studio because logically, we're here. So we can open the latch there. So we powered everything off for Christmas. Turned off the lights, all the equipment. Eamon and I closed the door into the studio and then closed the main outer door. And we headed to our respective homes for Christmas and the New Year. As I mentioned, New Year, I wonder, is it a little late to wish our listeners out there a Happy New Year, Eamon?
Well, you've missed the New Year in January and you've missed the Chinese year, New Year as well, and you've missed St. Patrick's Day. So I don't think it's, there's any point in it there.
I'm not too sure about that, Eamon. Come on, let's raise the bar a little bit. Happy New Year to all our listeners out there.
You know something, that's like something Hector would say now, in fairness. You're letting yourself down at that.
Okay, well, look, let's go back to the story or the saga, whatever you want to call it here. I came back in early January to get set up for our next recording, and I found the front door was locked. Now, we have a key box outside where we put the key in, and when I checked it, there was no key. I contacted you, Eamon, to check if you had it, but you didn't.
No, I certainly wouldn't have it. I didn't need it. You wouldn't trust me with it now. You could give it to me and I could go out to meet John and Giles and then I'd lose the key. So I've lost many keys like that there. I don't carry keys. I'm like, you know how the Queen didn't carry any money? Well, I'm similar. I don't carry keys.
I also checked with Captain Fantastical Mick and he was on holidays in Spain. Just by chance, did he happen to have the key with him? And he said he didn't have it. This left Hector as our final port of call to make contact with him. And it took several goals, but eventually I managed to get a hold of Hector in Brazil. And Hector said he didn't have the key either.
It's something of a mystery, isn't it? Nobody had the key. They could make a movie out of this, or at least a TV drama show. Maybe a three-act play.
Possibly, I don't know. But anyway, at that point, none of the four of us had the key, and nobody else would have it. So I'm scratching my head wondering where the key is, and how are we going to actually get into the studio, because we didn't have any spare keys here. Eamon turned up, and very kindly double-checked to make sure I hadn't missed anything, and sure enough, there was no key.
I did double check, and we lost a number of days trying to establish if Hector or Mick had this key, and we were back to square one. The both of us standing outside looking at a locked door.
Well, yes, indeed. We missed the first 2 weeks of January, and we had no show going on for the third week, and we weren't going to have any show in January if we didn't get into the studio.
And this is where I step in. I know of a locksmith, and I asked him if he'd take a look at the situation. Look at the lock there.
Can I just point out here, Eamon? The emphasis is on you asked him to take a look at the lock, but you didn't mention to him that it was urgent.
Hold on a second. When I told you I'd ring Larry to take a look at the lock, you never mentioned anything about it being urgent.
Eamon, we couldn't get in to record. Does that not sound like urgent to you?
My role was to sort out the locksmith. Anything else is up to you. If you wanted to highlight to me with flashing lights that this is a priority red alert, then you should have said that there.
Okay. So, we are now up to Valentine's Day and we're still twiddling our thumbs.
Mick has indicated that he's taking on more punditry work and has signalled he may not be available for some of the shows. He might have to limit his access to coming on there.
Yeah, well, I told you about this before, that Mick, if you wanted him on the show, he is looking for the euro. He is looking for that check.
He's cut his teeth here with us, and now he's decided to spread his wings and shift off to other broadcasting organizations there. And, you know, that's it. So, as you said, like, Mick is eyeing up other works. Hector is still in Brazil, and Larry arrived and he was hard at work there. And now it might have taken him a day or two, but he did get us in. If only things were that simple.
If only, Eamon. And you said it there. If things were simple, we had one door opened and next up the studio door, which has the internal latch, of course, inside, couldn't be opened.
Something of a challenge again for us, but at least Hector was in touch, wasn't he, host? Let's hear about this.
Yes, indeed. Hector was in touch. He made contact.
He certainly did make contact, didn't he? You can always rely on Hector. And, I mean, I'd always say it's a good day when Hector rings you to tell you that he happened to find the keys in his pocket. Yes, Hector, no matter how far he is, he manages to scupper things for us. But he was very good to offer to post the keys over. They'd have only taken a couple of months to arrive probably there.
Yes, okay, right. That's Hector at his best there. So look, moving on here swiftly, we needed to get the door opened into the studio here. And it was time for lackadaisical Larry, the locksmith.
I think you'll find that that's ever so slightly harsh on him. He's a busy man. He's in demand.
So are we to get an episode out, Eamon. But at least this time, lackadaisical Larry turned up a lot sooner than expected. Although, did it help our situation? It really didn't from where I'm sitting here. I mean, what's the point in the locksmith arriving when he can't open the door?
Steady now, steady. I think you're jumping too far ahead here. I do believe that you're leaving out a vital piece of information. And again, Hector, he's a play here again. We didn't mention that Hector is the culprit who installed the latch on the studio door. We thought it was great, marvellous. When somebody accidentally won't open the studio door while we're recording. But what he failed to do was he never bothered to drill a hole in the door to put the barrel through so we could open the door with a key. Now, who does something like that? If you ask me that, that's lazy man's piece of work there. So Larry is left in a pickle because he's trying to pinpoint where the latch is on the other side of the door. It reminded me of that game Battleship where you're trying to sink your opponent's ship. But in this case, Larry is trying to find out where Hector is to put this latch.
Eamon, you're starting to milk this now. I mean, let's face it here.
Well, no, hold on a minute. I'm not milking it. Did you see the amount of holes that Larry had to drill in the door when he was trying to locate this infamous latch belonging to Hector? Yeah, okay, I admit he had to drill a few holes. It took him a little bit of time. A couple of holes. I counted 9 holes drilled in that door there.
Well, Eamon, there was 9 holes in the door, but you have to concede this. Like, Larry drilled 2 of those holes on the other side of the door. Now, over. Like, he's supposed to be drilling on the right-hand side where we think the latch is. He took himself over to the bottom left there. Like, where did he go down there? What was he doing down there? Was he looking for mice or something?
He said that was for exploratory positions. He thought perhaps maybe if he could drill a hole, down there, he might actually get a little mirror in to see where the latch was there. But Larry came through for us now. And we have to give kudos for Larry. And if anybody's looking for a good locksmith, contact me, because Larry is our man here. And Larry was determined to find that latch sooner or later. And he found it.
Yeah, in our case, it wasn't sooner, it was later.
But he got us in.
He did, yes. And finally, we're here. And we're back on here.
And as I said, you know, we've no Hector. He hasn't returned. And Captain Fantastic and Mick has decided to vacate his hot seat there. I mean, you could almost say that they've deserted us at this point.
Can I say here now, Mick has been in touch, and Mick has said, yes, he has a few jobs lined up and he might not be able to join us as much as he would like to. But he also said he will return to the show. So Mick has not abandoned us completely. As for Hector, Hector is actually going to be back next week. He's flying into Ireland from Brazil early next week. His stay in Brazil got extended due to family reasons, and I've no doubt we're going to hear about this when he's back on the show. He'll explain everything to us there. So that's Hector and Mick. We're back on air. We've got a drafty door, but we'll survive that for the moment until we can replace it. Now, over to the football. And listeners, you might recall game week 17 was a match in there between Bournemouth and Luton. That match was abandoned. And as a result, any points in that match were completely wiped out. And this has a slight effect then on how our league table stood. In our last episode, we had gone through game week 17 and we had given the positions of our manager. So we have to revisit that there and refix things ever so slightly there. And listeners, before we really get in here, in case you think that we're going to go in depth into every game week and every manager, we have a good number of game weeks to catch up here. And we're dealing with game week 17 to 22. So we won't be doing a full in-depth review, more like a top level view, a look at the league standings there.
I think it's what they call in the business a helicopter view.
Thank you, Eamon, for that. Always helpful to have your input. So look, let's kick off with game week 17. So game week 17, the highest points were 124 and the average points came in at 44. I'll start us off on this here, Eamon. So in first place, there was no change here. Silver Stroke had 44 points, they had one transfer. Taiga was still in second place with 68 points. They had two transfers and they had took a hit and lost 4 points. In third place, Nochi and Jaida was sack as a steal with 53 points. Fourth place was What a Beauty 99 and they had 62 points. In fifth was Arkham Avengers with 62 points. Bamford Rejects was in sixth place, holding on there with 33 points. In seventh was Annal Town with 46 points. Eighth place, no change, Blithesome Squad with 48 points. Now, up to ninth from the previous week's 12th position was finally got there with 54 points. There was no change in 10th place for Tobogas, who also had 54 points. From 9th down to 11th was Raglan Road, 41 points. And down from 11th to 12th was Lafayette Lions, 40 points. Up from last week's 14th to number 13 was Medinicus with 34 points. And down from 13th to 14th position was AFC Tunali with 25 points. Next, we turn our attention to game week 18. And the highest points for this game week were 101. The average points were 36. Now, Eamon, do you want to talk about this league?
Well, there was no change in first place. Silver Stroke were there with 66 points. Taiga in second place with 54. Up from fifth to third place, the Spoofer. Arkham Avengers dropped up there with 72 points. Down to fourth from last week's third was Sack as a Steel. They had 46 points. And also down from fourth to fifth was What a Beauty 99. They had 32 points. Up from seventh to sixth was Annal Town, 58 points. And Blithesome Squad moved up from 8th to 7th place with 58 points. Another mover here, the Toeboggers decided to get moving. And they jumped from 10th up to 8th place. 57 points is what they got there. Also up from 12th was Lafayette Lions. And they're in 9th place this week. They had 60 points. Down to 10th from last week's 6th was Bamford Rejects with 37 points. And there was no change for Raglan Road, who remain in 11th. They got 41 points. Down to 12th from last week's 9th, was finally got there with 33 points, and there was no change in 13th place. Medinicus was still there with 47 points, and in 14th place, AFC Twinali, who managed a whopping 18 points.
There was a lot of movement that game week with managers moving up and down, Eamon.
Yes, and I think finally got there. It's probably Puppin this week, because just as soon as they managed to break into the top 10, they're back out of it as quick as possible. This season hasn't worked for them. And And they're sitting there on the sidelines. And unless there's a major change in the next couple of weeks, I don't see anything. Their season's bust, really. That's what I'm trying to say. Their season is bust.
Well, we can always see if they bounce back in game week 19. The highest points were 105. The average points came in at 38 points. No change in first place, Silverstroke, 37 points. No change in second place for Taiga. They had 46 points. Arkham Avengers remain in third with 48 points. Sackets of Steel, still in fourth with 48 points. And What a Beauty 99. Still in 5th place with 29 points. Up from last week's 7th to 6th place was Blithesome Squad with 47 points. And down from last week's 6th to 7th, Annal Town, 33 points. Lafayette Lions continued to move up from last week's 9th to 8th with 46 points. And as a result, Trollbuggers dropped from 8th to 9th. They got 34 points. There was no change then for Bamford Rejects, 42 points in 10th place. In 11th was Raglan Road, 48 points. 12th place, so finally got there with 39 points. 13th place, still in that position, is Medinicus with 42 points. And keeping the bottom of the table nice and warm, 14th place, AFC Tenali. They had 39 points. Amen. It feels a bit tight there, doesn't it? I mean, some players now maybe itching a little bit there. Blithesome starting to establish a bit of a run for themselves. Lafayette also. Trollbuggers, disappointing to see them dropping down after going up there.
Yes, but I don't think that we've seen the whole of Trollbuggers yet, and there's a lot more from them. I put it like this, I'd have Trollbuggers ahead of finally got there, and we'd have to see what's happening. I think one of the managers who's underperforming is Taiga. They're sitting there in second place. Other managers are moving up and down. They're sitting there in second place. They haven't been able to push for the final hurdle to get up to first, and I have a concern now about them.
Moving on to game week 20 then, Eamon, the highest scores were 134 points and the average points were 59. Are you going to tell us how the league table looks?
Well, there was no change in first place because Silverstroke are on 64 points and holding firm. In second place, no change either. Taiga with 69 points. Now, up to third, last week's fourth, is Sackers of Steel with 83 points. It's a good result, that. It's a nice haul of points to get. The Spoofer drops down from third to fourth with 68 points. Blithesome, again, pushing up the table, up from last week's sixth to fifth, 74 points, followed by Annal Town, who pushes themselves up from 7th to 6th with 71 points. And Trollbuggers has decided to bounce back, jumping from 9th up to 7th with 69 points. We have Lafayette Lions, who doesn't move. They're at 62 points. And down from 5th to 9th, What a Beauty 99, 40 points. And there's no change in 10th place. Bamford Rejects still hanging about there with 57 points. 11th place, Raglan Road, 59 points. 12th had finally got there with 69 points. 13th place, Medinicus had 93 points. It's a good result for them. And in 14th place was AFC Tenali with 60 points. And I think this is the game week here, game week 20, when Sackets of Steel starting to make a more concentrated move to get themselves into a challenging position for first place there. And I think it's going to start to get interesting there. Interesting to see the Trollbuggers bounce back. That's a good bounce back. Having dropped down there, you don't see that. Raglan looks like they've run out of steam, certainly run out of road there, and finally got there. I think they have finally arrived at where they're supposed to be, down the bottom of the table there. It's strange that Bamford Rejects are the head of these two lads here, and they should be scratching their head wondering, how can this be?
Well, if you thought it was interesting at that point there, I think we'll have a look at game week 21 to see how things developed here. This game week, the highest points were 138 and the average points were 47. There's no change in first place with Silverstroke, 65 points. No change either in second place with Taiga, 68 points. Third place had Sackers of Steel with 68 points. Fourth place was Arkham Avengers, 65 points. Up from 7th to 5th place, Trollbuggers, 88 points. As a result of that move, Blithesome have dropped down from 5th to 6th place with 50 points. Annal Town dropped from 6th down to 7th with 49 points. There's no change in 8th place. Lafayette Lions is holding firm with 57 points. However, up from 12th to 9th, finally got there, 68 points. And joining them on the rise, up from 11th to 10th, is Raglan Road, 47 points. Down from 9th to 11th is What a Beauty 99, 29 points. Up from 13th place to 12th, Medinicus with 47 points. And down from 10th to 13th place, Bamford rejects, 30 points. No change at the bottom of the table. AFC Tenali with 48 points.
Eamon, your thoughts on that game week? I think, really, when you look at that game week, the standout performance is Tolbuggers. And it looks like they're actually starting to make a late dash for this. He's in the top five now. And the spoofer could be in trouble. The spoofer is the spoofer. So they'd probably shoot themselves in the foot and give Tolbuggers a helping hand there. But Tolbuggers has got momentum behind. Now, I know finally got there and Raglan decided to get off their backside and start moving. But that's, they're neither here nor there. They're not going to be challenging there. But Tolbuggers is the one now. I'm going to keep my eye on him.
Well, if you think the spoofer is in trouble, maybe game week 22 is going to prove a little troublesome for the Arkham Avengers manager. In game week 22, the highest points were 128 and the average points were 48. There was no change with Silverstroke. First place, they had 75 points. In second place was Taiga, 71 points. In third place, no change, Sakas of Steel, 76 points. No change either in fourth place for Arkham Avengers with 61 points. In fifth place, no change here, but Tolbuggers got 83 points. And in sixth place, no change either, was Blithesome Squad with 75 points. Up from eighth to seventh was Lafayette Lions with 72 points. And down from seventh to eighth, Annaltown, 57 points. There's no change in ninth, finally got there, 62 points. And on the rise yet again for another week, up from 12th to 10th, Medinicus with 63 points. As a result of that move, Raglan are down from 10th down to 11th place and they got 58 points. What a beauty, 99. They're down from 11th to 12th. They got 49 points. There's no change in 13th place for Bamford Rejects, 56 points. And in 14th place, AFC Tenali at 68 points. Hey man, you're smiling there.
I did say I thought the spoofer could be in trouble, and they're in trouble in game week 22 because that 83 points that the Tolbuggers got against the spoofer's 61 meant that in game week 22, Tolbuggers is 8 points behind him. He's in the top five. Has he lifted a little lead to catch the top three? It's debatable. He'd want to be pulling in big points from now on if he wants to haul in those other lads. It's a little bit of a stretcher, but I think he's on the way up. He's going to take fourth, I'd say.
Well, I mean, you're on about if he got the points. If you look at it like this, like as the league table stood in game week 22, Tolbuggers really was only 54 points behind Sakas of Steel. Game week 23 could prove to be a game changer there.
It could be, yes. And I'm looking forward to reviewing that game week and the following game weeks that we have here to look at there. And
yes, we'll be looking at the game weeks 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28 and 29 in our next episode there. And as I said, of course, Hector will be back to join us there.
He doesn't need to come back. I mean, could he not stay in Brazil, whatever the family matter was, for a little bit longer? Especially after Doorgate here. We had Winegate, now we've got Doorgate.
As far as I'm concerned, Eamon, that's all under the door or the bridge, whatever you want to call it there. So I think we can move on from that there.
Well, you know my thoughts on this. Where Hector's concerned, there's no moving on. I mean, I still had to stain in my carpet.
Yes, Eamon. We've heard about it many times. I think our listeners must probably feel that they're living with that stain in the carpet there. Look, he's coming back and that's the end of that there. And as I said, Captain Fantastical Mick will also join us on one of the future episodes there. Eamon, first of all, thanks for coming back. Thanks for being with us on the show today and this week.
Thank you for having me back. As I said, I had wondered if we were going to make it back, but I'm glad to be here. And I hope that we won't have any extended super duper stays like this again, and that we can resume normal broadcasting to our listeners. And if any of the listeners want to email in, maybe they've got a comment about the show, they can always contact us at arkhamavengersffpl@gmail.com. And you can come with your comments, your thoughts. Maybe you're sticking up for Hector. Maybe you're going to post a poll that you want Hector removed from the show. Maybe you're disappointed that Captain Fantastical Mick is going after the glory of the Euro rather than the like of myself here. This is, it's not charity work, I wouldn't call it that, but it's a public service broadcasting initiative on behalf of myself and the host here. And look, feel free to email in. All thoughts and comments are welcome. And I read everything that comes in here, so thank you.
Okay, man, thanks very much for that there. Right, listeners, well, that's a lot for this episode. May I say what a pleasure it is to be back. And as I said there, thanks for Eamon for joining me. And we look forward to you joining us on our next show. Can I say enjoy your day wherever you are in the world. And all that remains for me to say is good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Stay safe, stay well. I'll be back. Sláinte.